The History and Topography of Ireland. After Gerald of Wales. Part 10. The Crane and Its Nature.
Cranes are so numerous that in one flock alone you will often see 100 or about that number. I'm going to quote directly here from Gerald, as it was the detail of this section that inspired me to write this homage to that strange, opportunist dreamer of a monk. He says that these birds, the cranes, by natural instinct, take their turns by night watching the common safety, standing on one leg only, while in the other featherless claw they hold a stone. They do this so that if they should go to sleep, they would be wakened again immediately by the fall of the stone and continue their watch. I don't know what it is about this detail, how there is a strange logic to it despite the fact that it is utter fantasy. Whether it's the poetic image of the stone being clutched in the featherless claw, or perhaps that it reminds me of a story I was told about how Mexicans would siesta clutching their sombrero in their hand, so when they nodded off the hat would fall, waking them, and they would know it was time to return to work. Whatever it was this detail that stepped out of the text and gave me a sense of affinity with this Welsh Norman monk, who I knew to be anti-Irish, and whose philosophy seems at times arcane and clumsy. I suppose it was the earnest logic of his dreamscape, how the twist in the truth of what he was reporting on made the life that he was capturing feel more alive through its escape from the merely factual. When you write, you constantly struggle to validate why words are a reasonable fascination, whenever life is right there, in front of you, waiting to be lived. What do words have to say about the state of things, other than to report it? But then, a stone might be clutched in the claw, and that might make the river and the creature standing in it seem a little more strange. And it might shine, showing something more than a mere report of the facts. Gerald goes on to say about cranes that we should follow their example, that some sacred duties should occupy our minds, which, like the stones, will shake off torpor and allow us to think of nothing else but itself. He also mentions that their livers are so fiery that should they swallow iron, it will not pass through their bowels undigested. Gerald dreams of a world of great intensity, and I suppose that's a vision of the world, and in this instance, an island, that I feel is worthy of attention.
You have been listening to the History and Topography of Ireland. Enjoy your day.